Prince and Kiss here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you folks. Happy hump day. 6:07 on this Wednesday, 29th of January. How are we all this morning?
How's it going, everybody? Happy
Wednesday.
Not as
chilly as yesterday, no.
Not Richard.
Not as chilly as yesterday.
Oh, jeepers, is it not? I thought it was worse.
I don't know, yeah.
I thought
it was worse, did you?
Yeah, but that's probably just me walking around moaning. Like, that doesn't actually, you know. I am no reliable thermometer.
You're inside your own self.
I'm inside myself, yeah.
I don't know what's going out in the world.
But, I'm not going to be going out.
Yeah.
Until the end of March now at this stage.
And also, not something we'd ever do normally on this show, but up the villa.
Amazing, wasn't it? Well done, Aston Villa.
I don't used to mention this because it's a weird thing, you know. There just seems to be a little grouping of Villa fans that listen to this show.
Yeah, there does. And in fairness, there is a lot of Irish Aston Villa fans. There's loads of it.
From way back in the day.
From way back in the day. Our mate Dec Pearce now, he was at the match yesterday, actually.
Yeah, huge Villa fan.
So well done. It was an amazing victory.
Yeah. So I'm kind of a little graw for Villa, I have to say. One of those big clubs that sort of like, you know the way you'd say that, so they never did anybody any harm.
I know. And there was that team in the 90s.
As a sort of a second team.
Yeah, I know. We think we all have a soft spot. Everyone in Ireland has a soft spot for Villa because, as well, remember all the Jack's Army that played for them.
Yeah.
It was essentially the Ireland B team for a long time.
And my dad, as a much younger man, worked around the Birmingham area and all that sort of stuff. And
oh yeah, nobody wants to support Birmingham City. Oh, jeez. That's not a club at all.
So up to Villa, huh?
Fair play.
Now, of course, the only
Leicester out of the cup. So now that's all we have to do.
I like that bit. All we have to do
is beat City, and it'd be a great day.
City, who have a 3-1 head start. And who are playing at home.
Yeah. Not wrap it up, it's a dinner.
stick a fork in it, it's done.
Stick a fork in the dinner, it's wrapped. Or something like that. So well done, Villa. And of course, watching anyone beat Liverpool 5-0 or whatever it was nice, even if it was only 13-year-old Liverpool players, whatever. But it was still nice.
Yeah,
to see.
That endeared them to your heart.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, folks, welcome along. 0871 88 0008. If you want to give us a shout, as always, good to hear from you as we inch ever closer to the end.
Inching to the end of
January.
The week.
Natalie and Brulia Torn here at Classic Hits, just 6:14. I love this. We had gotten a text in from Paul, the Villa fan, saying, come on, the Villa, Wembley, here we come, right?
Yeah.
And two texts later comes, Paul the Villa fan must be on cloud 9. But remind him, relegation is real.
Oh, stop. Look at that. That's
from Dexter.
Someone sticking the elbow
Dundalk,
in already.
Okay.
Isn't that outrageous?
Unreal, my God.
Can't even let the poor El Villa fan enjoy his moment.
Having a moment, unreal. Anyway, 6:14. Right, we're going to do the birthdays, right? And it's not a bad selection for you, right? And one particularly good one is the fact it gives me the opportunity to play this. Wait for it. Here we go. How can that not put you in good form?
Incredible tune.
How can that not put you in good form?
Dear, oh dear, please just leave that on the whole time that we're doing the birthdays.
You, I've got one lined up for Friday. It might not be the one for Friday, but I have a belter for Friday that I've forgotten about.
That music, it's impossible not to be happy when that music is playing.
Exactly.
If this music is playing and you're in a bad mood, go sour yourself. Magnum P.I.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Because it's Tom Selleck's birthday today.
Tom Selleck, you mustachioed hunk. What an absolutely brilliant, brilliant TV show that was.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Flying around in a helicopter dressed up like an A-team fan. Absolutely amazing stuff.
Brilliant. Solving crime wearing a short.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like you.
Pop socks and shorts that only went just about covered his noodlies. It was amazing stuff.
And Hawaiian shirts.
I love that show so much.
What was it? An open top Ferrari.
An open top Ferrari. Yeah. Like, as if a private eye in Hawaii would have an open top Ferrari. It was just so over the top. It was lovely stuff.
Private investigator. You know the way a lot of a private investigator's work might be, you know, undercover surveillance and things.
Yeah.
So he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt in an open top Ferrari driving around wearing shorts.
With a perm and a mustache.
And flying the odd helicopter.
It was just brilliant. And Higgins then. With the two dogs that never left the mansion.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. I'd say, well, he's not a young man anymore now.
No. And he's done a bit since then. There was all the film stuff, you know, the Three Men stuff.
That's right.
That thing that he does on Friends, Sky is supposed to be pretty good.
I don't know what he does on Sky.
You know, didn't he do that where he's a copper? Blue Bloods, is it? I've never seen it
know.
Now. But
I don't know.
Some people said it was pretty good.
I'm going to say he's like in the 70s now.
He is in the 70s?
Like 73.
Not bad, man. Not bad. 75.
Oh, well, 75. I don't even mind getting that wrong. I'm so glad I heard it.
Absolutely, yeah. Tom Selleck, 75. Right, first, the birthdays. Tell you who else we've got. Very good friend of yours. Very, very good friend of yours.
Oh?
The one and only Pat Kenny.
Happy birthday. Wow.
It's my birthday.
Wow. What a birthday to me. Oh, amazing. This is Pat's birthday today.
It's Pat's birthday today, yeah.
Happy birthday, Pat. That's amazing. What do you reckon Pat does for his birthday?
I'm struggling to see him as sort of wild. Do you know what I mean?
Having
you never know. Maybe he is a bit wild.
Here's me laughing as if, like, all I do on my birthday is just tell everybody about it all the time.
Yeah. But I'd be interested to see now, like, whether Pat would be kind of like, you know, big into his own birthday.
Let's keep that under lock and key. Yeah. Like, if he mentioned it at all, he won't, will he?
No.
So he'll be on the wireless later and he'll be chatting away going, now, more time for the elections and happy birthday to me. It'd be great if he snuck
it's
in.
It's hard
like
to
that.
Know whether Pat would appreciate, like, being surprised with a cake or anything.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
A serious interview.
Wow.
Here.
Is that a chocolate cake? I'd say he'd like a chocolate cake. I'd say he would. In fairness to him, he's a very nice man when you meet him.
Yeah,
like
I've only encountered him.
He's lots of time for everyone. And in the RTE days, isn't it a famous thing that he would always eat his lunch and his dinner and all that with in the canteen with all the staff and everything. Like he wouldn't separate himself in any way.
Yeah,
like a lot of the presenters would.
He also tells that story that he says Gabo told him taking over the Late Late Show about the tips he was giving him.
Oh yeah, what's that now?
Apparently there's a tip. The tip that Gabo gave him was what was it? It was like egg and chips or something. I don't think it was egg. It was something and chips or whatever. And he was like, what sort of a tip is that? And he was like, nobody ever got food poisoning off
egg and chips.
Egg and chips or something. It can't be egg then, because I mean, egg could be dodgy.
I think it is egg and chips.
Is that what it was?
Is it egg?
And basically, the idea was if you have that for your lunch every Friday, you'll be grand for the show.
The
night.
Show.
Something weird like that.
And my favourite thing about Pat Kenny is what he said to you. You were cleaning the stairs on your old job and he stepped over you.
Yeah, I was working in a shop and he was going to do the official opening of the shop. It was a menswear shop when I was way, way younger, obviously. And I was scrubbing the steps of this shop. Right? And I had this basin of sooty water and this scrubbing brush. I was scrubbing these carpet steps. And he steps over me and goes, rub-a-dub-dub.
I love that so much. It's the best Pat Kenny story I've ever heard.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Rub-a-dub-dub. I just kept moving.
Yeah. I continued on him.
Oh, that's so funny. That's just so funny.
Dear. Anyway, how old is the great Pat?
I'd say he's knocking on the door of Tom Selleck there with a 73. I'll go 73.
72.
Ah, fart.
Oh, my God.
Fart,
anyway. Right. Somebody else is not as big a favourite of yours, but certainly is a big favourite around the world. Mogul, she is at this stage. A TV mogul.
I thought mogul was someone's name. I was like, I'm not going to get this.
TV mogul, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No.
Never was a fan.
You're not a fan.
I don't get taken in by her things. She's just a spoofer, is Oprah. And then she gives us Dr. Phil and all. She's responsible for that, Aegis. And
she,
the other doctor.
She launched him, yeah?
Yeah, she launched all these half-wits off her half-wit television programme.
I think she sees herself now as a bit of a guru, doesn't she? She's always giving out
she
life
does,
advice.
Yeah, and she's not, you know, right to.
Telling you how to whatever.
Yeah, I know. I don't. Oprah. No. And I can't, I know I, you're sick of the story.
I
you're
know,
sick
yeah.
of it.
No, but I know, but it is. It,
but it,
it,
was
so,
my
it does
moment.
Sum it up.
It was the moment for me when she finished that episode. You got one life. Remember, by today's content, talking to today's people, you gotta live it. Next week on the show, we talk reincarnation with Dr. I was like, this is stupid. Right,
perfect.
So Oprah is 74.
It's only 66.
Wow, she's done so much, in fairness.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
she's been around a long time. She's been a big star a long time, when you think about it.
Huge star, yeah. Yeah. But that's how you know not to take advice from her.
Now,
she's no comrade. She's no reference to a normal life.
Speaking of somebody who's been around a long time, right? This is the original Smashy and Nicey, right? The original, not off, mate. Tony Blackburn is celebrating his birthday today. The original radio
when
legend.
When you said the original Smashy and Nicey, I didn't even I thought you were going back so old that Tony Blackburn wouldn't even matter. You know,
well,
that,
you know,
like,
the, you know, isn't it meant to be based loosely on him and some other DJ?
I think, yeah, it is.
Pete
isn't
Murray
it?
Or something or whatever.
I, think so. I don't know, but yeah, the, oh yeah. My God, that was radio at a different time, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Welcome to Radio In.
Hey, pop pickers.
Yeah.
We'll be giving you a real rundown of the top 10 later on. Can you guess what made it from number 5 to number 2?
It was all that stuff.
Tony Blackburn.
Oh, different days.
I've never met him, but he was on I'm a Celebrity, wasn't he? One, or was it something like that? I'm a Celebrity.
He,
I think he
was
on,
yeah.
No, yeah. I think
or
he was
that
in the
just
jungle.
When he was on holidays with Garrett? Remember when he was on holidays with Garrett?
That's right, yeah. They were doing a show
from Barbados, yeah.
Barbados,
and the two of them were doing, they were doing the show from Barbados, and Garrett was making videos and all, is there? And the two of them.
That must have been some conversation.
Oh, it's brilliant, because in fairness to the two lads, they're both.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Radio legends from way back.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the two. I just see the two of them having breakfast and going around the buffet and sitting at the table together.
Have you tried the sausages right next to the bacon? Yes, I have, Tony. I did try the sausages.
Yeah, like some freaking.
Yeah. I'd say they've gone from number 8 to number 2 in my chart of favourite breakfast time eatings.
Yeah, Gareth O'Callaghan.
What's your favourite music to accompany some eggs in the morning, Tony?
The two of them would be brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Right, the legend that is Tony Blackburn, the original radio DJ,
82.
He's only 77.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
right, so fair play to him.
And then this one's a bit of a curveball for you. Well, not really a curveball, but I mean, anyway, Jermaine Greer.
Oh, yeah, Jermaine Greer, of course, yeah.
Feminist author, as
feminist
she's referred
author.
To here.
Always getting herself in trouble with everybody. Because she says things the feminists don't like as well. Like,
oh, for
you know,
God's
sake. Because she's an old-time feminist, you know.
Right.
So she wouldn't be into this.
What's the difference there now?
Well, I tell you what the difference is. For you know what people, like, feminism would point at the world and say, this is the glass ceiling that's kept
yeah,
women down.
Yeah, yeah.
She, whereas Jermaine Greer goes, nothing keeps you down, men are just bastards. You know, it's like it's a much harder edge to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
She would have gone, don't give me that stupid whiny nonsense.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. She's the only feminist who's ever used the term man up.
Yeah, she is. Exactly, yeah. Do you know what I mean? She has a way of alienating everybody around her.
Ah, you're going to love those people. So at least they're fair. They hate everyone.
Yeah, she's great to watch on TV, though, because she's very entertaining, because she doesn't care about upsetting anyone.
Great.
Like, you know, she's not trying to make a fist of it for herself, even. She's just having a...
And she's now not a young woman anymore.
No, no.
Because that female unicorn's written a long time ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'd say, oh, most...
Not female unicorn. Female unicorn, I'm about to say. Oh, my God. It's not female unicorn at all, is it?
You're thinking of the hills you live in again now. You're after going right back up into the hills there. In your head.
What's the name of the blooming book?
I'm so glad I don't know, because I'd hate to get you out of this hole.
Eunuch. That's it.
Female unicorn.
A female unicorn. That would have been a great name for a book. That's the kids' version.
The kids' version. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's fantastic.
The female unicorn.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant.
I wish you didn't even know you.
Unicorn. Oh, my God. That's, oh.
I'd be getting a lot more fun.
That's the greatest book ever written.
It is, yeah. The Female Unicorn by Jermaine Greer. what age is she though? She's like 84.
81.
Oh, okay.
81. Well done.
Oh, dear.
I think you got off the hook there.
I did, yeah. Thank God. Jimmy and his unicorns.
And now you're up to date on the home of the no repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. It's almost 6:34. Looks like your snow is slipping away.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Yay.
I know.
It's a victory for those of us who are
normal people.
Normal.
For the small man, yeah.
Yeah. So no snow then, thankfully. Yeah.
Well, no snow today, PJ.
No, she's
no
never
snow
giving
today.
Up.
But isn't it getting warmer around the country during the week then?
Yes, it is. But can I remind you that the Beast from the East happened in March? It's not even the end. It's still not even the end of January yet. So I'm not giving up hope until we get to Easter, basically.
Imagine
if by Easter there's no snow. 2020 is effectively
what
a write-off.
What's your obsession
me
with snow? Is it that you're hoping
it's
it'll
great
be so
crack.
You just like being out playing in the snow.
I love being out playing in the
it's
snow.
Yeah, the Beast from the East was great crack.
No, it was.
Good laugh.
I mean, I virtually swam in snow on my road during the Beast from the East. Like, that is one of the moments of my entire life.
The neighbours must have loved that. They must
the neighbours were with me.
Yeah, trying to get you back
into the. Do you live in a gated community?
No, I don't.
I mean,
we probably should be gated to protect everyone else.
I meant gated for the people on the outside.
No, my poor neighbour, Sam, she asked me to walk her home in the snow because she was afraid to think that she'd get lost in a snowdrift and die. And in the process of this, I kind of swam down the road in the snow in my pyjamas.
Oh my God, she's there. She must have been so sorry she asked.
She
said,
will
you help me get to the shop? And then all of a sudden she's pulling you out of a lump.
That's incredible.
It's great, honest to God, the snow. Now look, it's terrible. I accept that, you know, some people get snowed in for days. They run low on supplies.
Your dream.
You know,
but ultimately,
for me,
you don't care.
No, I don't. For me, it's fabulous. I love it.
Well, she has the Brennan's bread drones and all in the house ready to go whenever it happens then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tara, our snow angel. Unbelievable. Human League, 80s classic, Don't You Want Me? And you win again from the Bee Gees. Just ahead of that, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps. Even if we didn't give you a shout out, we get to see them all. Thank you so much. Good to know you're out there. It's like that's because otherwise you end up like that, you know, one of those Omega Man films, you know.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is there anybody out there?
Yeah, we could be coming in the morning going, hello, this is PJ and Jim.
Yeah. Please respond.
Broadcasting. Is anybody out there? We are at a location. Yeah, hoping someone comes and saves you. Yeah.
Waiting to hear.
Then you get Andy Bad News coming in and going, will you tell them a show or something?
Shut up, will you?
I was listening and I didn't like it.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. A few interesting bits and pieces. Paul the Trucker's been on to say Blue Bloods is brilliant.
That's the one you were saying with Tom Selleck, yeah.
Yeah, he says you should check it out. Donnie Wahlberg is in it, ex-Backstreet Boy, so PJ will love it.
This is an older show.
So PJ will love it. Were you a Backstreet Boys fan?
I don't think so.
Right. It wouldn't be that old. Now, it's around a few seasons, but it's not like, you know, it's not old.
It's not
Sky
from
Atlantic, like they made it kind of thing.
Oh, it's not from like 2002 or something like that, no.
Well, I didn't think it was that old, no. I thought maybe, I would have given a guess at maybe 4 or 5 seasons, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Then I'm obviously thinking of something else, which is as usual. Like, normally when you're talking about something, I'm just thinking of squirrels or something, do you know?
Yeah,
I'm doing that again. So that's all right. Blue Bloods, I'd say it's brilliant.
Welcome to my life.
Say it's brilliant. Yeah, it sounds great. And I will say, I'm fond of a squirrel.
Also, Navin Man couldn't resist the kicking. He says, morning, gents. Just a heads up for you. Roadstone are apparently selling very large rocks, which will come in handy for you next May, for you to crawl under.
Oh, yep.
Have a guess what club Navin Man
supports. Oh, I have a funny feeling he's one of them red copites. I have a funny feeling. Oh, God, I know. It's going to be It's unbearable already listening to you. So it is.
Yeah.
And I know that you're having the time of your life. So I hope you enjoy that. And whatever happens, don't choke on the cocktail sausages.
Stephen and Tala there. Greetings from Sao Paulo.
Thunder
and lightning apparently at the moment. Good!
Yeah, thunder would be hot and wet. I think Sao Paulo, though, it's like those, you know the way they have those seasons, don't they? So, like, it'll bucket and hoor down like that now for, like, 5 or 6 hours, maybe.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it'll just break into a wonderful day again.
Is that the way?
I think so. They get those tropical storms.
You've been there, have you?
No, I've never been to Brazil, no.
Oh, right, okay. That wasn't part of your many, many travels.
Yeah, no.
You're quite a well-travelled individual, aren't you?
I've been around a little bit, yeah. I've been around. Yeah, I've done a bit of moving and shaking, yeah. I have to say, I'm honestly, my favourite place that I've ever travelled to.
Hold on, here we go now. Blooming Montanotti, is it?
Cork, yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, there's a reason I'm looking forward to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, how many of the other, like, I've been around the world a fair bit.
Right.
I've only gone to the same place twice, maybe once, if you know what I mean.
No.
Yeah, I've only been to the same place twice, not once.
Right. You've been to one place twice. Is it?
Yeah, okay, but that's, you're playing around. This is semantics now. Except, if you say, where do you want to go weekend away? Cork.
Right, okay. All right, where do you want to go for a 2 week holiday?
Well, West Cork.
Right.
If the weather's nice.
A 3 month sabbatical?
Well, okay. But that's a long now. You'd need a lot of money. And I suppose if I wanted to come home every so often during the 3 months, Cork.
Somebody else been on. Paddy Casey here. Greetings from Argate.
What's Argate?
I don't know. That's what it says. It just says Argate.
I don't know what that is, but thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I hope your gate is fine and straight and running the wheel that it's supposed to do. Argate!
Yeah, somebody else has been on. Very good.
What?
It's at the bottom of our garden.
Oh, for God's sake. I knew something silly was coming.
Brilliant.
I knew something silly was coming there.
Yeah. Paddy's there going, you can use that, PJ, if you want. Use that in your act, if you want. You can have that one.
You're laughing. You're laughing. But you've no idea how many times I've had people
say
up
that to you.
Here's a good one for you now. Stick this in the show, right? And then it'd be something horrible, racist joke or something that about something so filthy.
You could never. You're nearly shocked to hear it yourself. Let alone
you.
Yeah,
I'm like, how did you think I'd like this? So, that's two fellas, right? There's a fella, right? And he's not from Ireland. And he has a go. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I can't be listening to this.
No, you'll like this. You'll like this.
No, I won't. Yeah, you will. Wait, you hear the punchline.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yes. And it'd be filthy out of stuff.
And they think you'll
stick that in the show, right?
This fella told me this the other day. I must tell you this.
This lad walks into a room, right? And his backside looks like a Japanese flag. And, oh, Jesus. I can't. You know, they won't stop. It's a good one, isn't it? It's a good one, isn't it?
Do you have to do the polite nodding thing?
I say yeah, because if you say no, they just, like, the kid, they'll tell
you what's wrong with you? No sense of humour, no.
Or else. Well, here's a better one. And you have to do it all over again.
No, get out of there.
Out of there.
Tomás and Galway's been on to say, apparently Blue Blood started in 2010.
Oh, right, so it's not a new show.
It's sort of halfway between where we thought we were.
10 years, in fairness to us, Jim, 10 years is only like 6 months to a 20-year-old.
Exactly. What do you
brand
say?
New, so it's only a new thing.
Right, so listen, what have we got for you today? Hitbit, of course, on the way in about an hour's time. Are we getting close to what?
We are. 1100, I'll tell you now exactly. 1,220.
Oh, 1,220.
Yeah. So we're quite... Wow. It's a lovely little pot of cash at the moment.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Right, so that's on the way. Also, of course, the breakfast table quiz still has 10 to beat as its top score at the moment. Heading into the second half of the week, your chance to win a great family break. To PJ's favourite, to Cork, to the Wild Atlantic Way in Cork, West Cork, Ross Carbery to be specific.
Yeah.
To the Celtic Ross Hotel.
A 3 month sabbatical is what you win. Cork.
That's on the way. And also, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about the stuff that you shouldn't really be talking about. Apparently, the kind of stuff that you wish would never be spoken about in your job. Now, I'm not talking religion and politics and heavy duty stuff. I'm talking about just the stuff that your workmates, whoever they may be, in whatever office, job, factory, whatever it is you work in, if they keep talking about something and it does your nut in.
I'm guilty of one of them. I'm after looking at the list. Right. So we won't just say what they are, we'll tell you why they're annoying.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And I'm dead. Oh my God, I'm very guilty of one of them, yeah.
And I tell you something, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to find one that you're guilty of, but I can't.
Thank you.
Unless it's bad-mouthing someone else in the workplace, which is you talking about yourself. Then that counts. But otherwise, you're off the hook.
Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love here at Classic Hits. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, Wednesday, 29th of January. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hitbit on the way, of course, over €1,200 up for grabs on that. Well worth checking out classichits.ie to have a little look there before we start to play. That's all on the way. But in the meantime, are you feeling well?
Are you feeling well? Or maybe you're lying down listening to us with the duvet pulled over, groaning to yourself. Maybe you're, you know. Or maybe you're just one of those people, like a lot of people, where they wake up and go, do I really need a job?
Yeah. I mean, what's the least amount of money I could survive on?
Surely just lying in now for an hour is more than having a
I almost had a moment like that
career.
Myself this morning.
Did you, yeah?
I did, literally. Because I hadn't got a great sleep last night and I was coughing.
What's
and
going
stuff
on with you and the I sleep, don't know, man? Yeah. It's not happening for
but
you.
But anyway, but I was... And I was tired, you know, proper tired when I woke up, and I was thinking, will I just do the kind of...
Oh, the dozy doze. You have to sit up like a light,
no,
yeah.
And I had to, I just said, no, this is ludicrous. For the sake of an extra 15 minutes, just get out of bed.
No. As soon as you're in the shower, you're grand.
Yeah.
It's just getting
well,
out.
I wouldn't quite go that far now, but...
Oh, right.
Yeah. I'm sitting here listening to you thinking, do I really need a career?
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. Not many people... I get it. You're dead, right? Not many people have to come in and sit next to me for half their day.
But anyway... It's not about that, is it?
It's about... not. No, it's about... So nearly 90% of us, right, they say, 90% have worked while we're sick and nearly half have suffered burnout. Now, I'm going to say something that you're not going to like some people as we go through this story, but...
Right.
A study by the by Healthy Working, whoever they are, Healthy Working people who are doing the study...
Yeah.
Also
who
found
who weren't feeling great at the time.
Yeah, there are people who are trying to get out of work. They found that staff spend less than the price of a coffee... on their personal well-being. So you know the way you go out and you get yourself a coffee and sort of go, right, okay, snap out of it. Give yourself a coffee, Jay, right, come on, let's get this done. Come on. Whatever. Ignore that, get in. And you have a coffee. But so they'll buy a coffee, but they'll spend less than that on their own well-being. You know what I mean? So it's
like looking after their health, you mean?
Looking after their health, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, so 70% of employees suffer work-related stress, while 57% think about their job, even on their days off. Should we all do that? That's normal. Don't be pretending. That's bound to be higher than that. 57%.
Yeah, but they probably mean those people, right? Unlike you and I, those people are thinking about their job in a sort of a like, all right, I need to get that done and I need to hit that objective and I need to get that report filed and I need to have that meet. Whereas you and I are just thinking, just have to go back in.
I'm not up here going, I can't wait to talk to Jim about Aston Villa or whatever.
I don't think that comes under the heading of work-related stress.
Oh, right, grand, yeah. Oh, so my stress isn't as important as yours. Wow. It's unreal, isn't it? Yeah. Jim is there doing the work and I'm talking about the football, but he's more important than I am. Right, whatever. Sticking up your football. The findings of the findings by the MATA private healthcare group, so that's who they are.
Oh, wow.
Suggest that workers are not as healthy as they think they are, and 50% of staff say their job impedes their ability to exercise. Well, yeah, because you're in work and not the gym. And 25% of people skip breakfast every day. I'm shocked at that. That's something I'd never do. And 45% of workers, only 45%, go to their GP for a yearly checkup. Now, I'm going to say something, right, that people aren't
going to... Who
goes to
the GP for a yearly checkup?
I do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, get the old service, yeah.
I can't believe you do.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you never went to a doctor unless you had at least 18 different ailments, so you got a bit of value for money.
I saved them up and go in at the end of the year.
Is that all right? Okay.
I'm going in soon. I have to get my blood test. I'll be in here fasting now within a month, I'd say, to get my yearly checkup and the whole lot. Yeah.
Oh, God, fair play to you. Now. I will. I'm right behind you on
it.
I support
the full
you on
service,
it. I'm just
yeah.
surprised because I thought you were sort of like... Because I have to confess, I probably wouldn't go to a doctor unless I thought there was something wrong with me.
Well, I see, this is it. Mm. I always think there's something wrong with me. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, suddenly it makes sense.
So I always think there's something wrong with me. I'm going, what's she going to find now? And it's like getting the NCT done. And when you pass, you go, are you serious?
Yeah. Are you sure you looked properly?
Yeah, no, do it again. Do it again. Yeah, so there you go. But I think there's two types of people when it comes to sickies.
Right, okay.
And this is going to upset some people.
Right.
But I do. And I know a doctor that says the same thing. And a doctor.
Two types of people when it comes to pulling a sickie from work. Like.
Yeah, so there's nine. Right, so there's self-employed people.
Right.
Self-employed people go to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And the doctor says, you need to take a day off.
And they go,
give me what I need, patch me up, I'm going into work.
Yeah.
You could run into chronic fatigue and stress. Give me what I need, patch me up, fix the holes in the car here, I'm going into work. Right? I have bills to pay. And they're civil servants. Right? And they go into the doctor, and the doctor says, there's not that much wrong with you.
You should be okay.
Can I have a note? And the doctor says, I'll give you one for 2 days. Ah, Jesus. Would you not make it a week? Seriously. No one will care if I'm gone for a week.
Ten days
or a week. Are you serious? But you're not that sick. It's not the point. No one cares, you know.
Now,
I know people aren't going to like... Actually, there's three types of people. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Self-employed, civil service, and Tara.
Oh wait, you do know the door is open, don't you? You do know she can get easy access to you.
I'm not questioning the validity. I'm just saying there's three types of people. Right?
When it comes to days off. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, right, that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I absolutely refuse to contribute to this conversation now.
Jim McKay,
you're digging yourself.
Your job is literally, just your job description is get PJ in trouble. You're not getting away from it this time.
Yeah, but I've no time to write her a letter. But in all sorts, yeah, if you're in a job where kind of it isn't a big deal for you to have a couple of days off, there are people who will
give
say,
us a week. Go on, yeah, make it a week.
It's tough getting through the day, Doc.
And you get some lad now.
Do you need a day off? Just a day or two so I can get back on my feet, you know?
Yeah, and then you get some lad, he's working for himself, doing carpets or whatever.
Yeah. And you're trying to
kick him out of your house because he's doing it like... You're like, this man is going to kill us all. He's going to affect us. Get out.
Oh, my God.
Now, I told you I was going to upset the civil service people. Now, so here, I need to put me back in my box. Hey, you should come in and work a day in the civil service with me, says Lorna. And then someone else, who's this?
No, I'll tell you what Lorna means by that. She means, because it'd be great and we could go off and have afternoon tea and everything. Nobody even know we were gone.
Yeah, but the next text says, you've crossed the line, but you're right.
Alanis Morris says it ironic here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. A couple of brilliant texts in. Sean sent us in a picture, which is actually a life hack.
Oh, yeah.
And the life hack is basically put booze in a cough syrup bottle so you can do shots at work. And as a bonus, people will think you're sick and stay away from you. There you go, PJ. Literally, that is one of your greatest ever life hacks given to you there.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I think there's actually laws against me giving that out as a life hack.
Yeah, I think I'm obliged to say always drink responsibly. Down with that sort of thing.
But it works.
And also, here's a cracking way to think about your job, right? This comes in. Let me just see who this is from. This is from... Heike, or H-E-I-K-E.
Yeah, Heike, probably, yeah.
Listen, every morning and evening, the only reason I get up every morning is you guys. How could I miss it? How else could you face it? And then I'm already in the car, so I might as well go to work, that is.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter. The office is warmer than the house
anyway. Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
What a brilliant way to associate with your job.
Yeah, at least it's warm.
I got up anyway to listen to the lads on the radio and then sure, actually a bit warmer in the job. Sure, I'll go in.
Yeah, I might as well listen to them when I'm not freezing.
Robbie Williams, rock DJ here at Classic Hits, 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us Wednesday morning. Hit bit on the way, over 1,200 quid. Very tasty, coming towards the end of January. 0871 880 0008. Let us know if you want to play. Also, quick happy birthday. It's a happy 18th birthday today. Jade Fogarty, your mum and dad were on, turning 18 today. Happy birthday to you, Jade. That's a big one.
Have a great one, Jade.
That is a biggie, isn't it, still?
Yeah, have a happy birthday. Remember, now you're 18, you don't have to listen to anything they say. Remember, you're an adult now.
That's not the message they want you to give.
Walk in later on today. Take a bit of time this morning, Jade, and come back in later and tell them all the way it's going to be. New you, new life.
Fantastic.
I think that's the truth, isn't
there
it?
There you go.
Isn't that the way it is,
tell
Jim?
Tell them Uncle PJ told you that. Yeah,
you're a dad, Jim. Isn't that the word?
Oh, that's, yeah, yeah. That's exactly the kind of parental advice you want to.
Thank you.
You want your kids to be getting. Right, 20 to 8. Listen, we're looking for you to get lucky on the hit bit. In a little while, but you know, there's ways of getting lucky. Sometimes it's not about winning money you don't have.
Yeah, sometimes it's about trying to get back what you lost.
Absolutely.
And you can consider that
hanging on to what you did have.
It is. A woman in Scotland got the absolute complete and utter fright of her life and her ma's life. So she was cleaning up for her ma, her elderly mother, right?
Yeah.
And this happens, you know, sometimes you go and see your ma and all of that and you realise, oh jeez, she's lost, she can't keep up with herself. You know,
yeah.
The place needs a bit of a once over. And if you're at like my ma, you get to...
Sorry, I'm just laughing because PJ's got to do this thing about, you know, helping out your mother, you know, and giving her a hand and doing all that sort of stuff. When he also confesses that every time he goes to visit his ma, he goes, how are you, ma?
Fall asleep on the couch, yeah, and then wake up and go, Jesus, the traffic, I better go. It's terrible, isn't it? It's absolutely terrible.
Shocking. But you help in other ways.
Yeah, you help in other ways. So like this, like you might say, come on, we're going to attack this now. And like, you know, I get to an age, you can be a bit of a hoarder. You know, you start convincing yourself, oh, crap is worth money. My ma does anyway. She collects porridge scoops, for God's sake.
I saw a brilliant tweet.
Because you never know when you might need one.
Well, I tell you, see, I'm sort of witcher man. I saw a brilliant tweet from a bloke I know who said, you know you're getting old when you get really reluctant about throwing out a cardboard box because you know it's a really good cardboard box and you're sure there must be a use for it.
This is crazy, though. This is mental stuff now that happens when people get old. My ma has chopsticks.
You look at it and you go, it seems a shame to throw that out. I mean, that would have to be good for something.
It's good for feck all. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Recycle it immediately. Yeah, it's madness. And my ma has... Oh, I got, like, I brought sushi into the house maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know the little wooden chopsticks? She still has them in the drawer.
Yeah.
The woman has arthritis in her hands and she's keeping chopsticks in the drawer. Disposable chopsticks.
No, yeah. It's I agree. Look, I'm with you.
Like,
I'm with you.
Chopsticks, none of us were intended to. Anyway, the madness of it all. Yeah. So a woman in Scotland, she decided, I'm going to help me, man. I'm going to give her a dig out. We're going to clean the house.
Yeah. So get rid of all the old junk.
She goes, would you look at us keeping old Bisto tins from the 90s and all.
Ridiculous.
She threw them all out. Well, wasn't that where Mammy was keeping her life savings, was in the Bisto tins. So she threw out... three Bisto tins, which had a grand total of £20,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, £20,000.
£20,000 in three Bisto tins.
In three Bisto tins, yeah.
In her house.
In the house, sitting in the house, yeah. Because she was keeping, you'd save a Bisto tin, but you wouldn't trust the bank, like.
Yeah.
Although that's not a bad advice now at all. Remember now, if you're 18, Jade, don't trust banks either. Hold on to your Bisto. So she went to the dump, obviously, and she said, look, I don't know what I'm going to do. My 85-year-old mother.
So she did actually throw them out.
Well, she threw them out, yeah, they're in
like,
the dump.
And they were taken away by the bin and everything.
And then her ma comes back and goes, where's me tins?
Yeah. What do you want those old tins for?
She goes, because that's the bank of Bisto. That's where they're, yeah. Exactly, yeah, that's the cheek of her. Went down, so went back to the tip, and she found a couple of lads there, and in fair play to them, they need to shout out Kenny McAdam. Which sounds like he's actually made a road. And
where was this, by the way?
Scotland. It was in Scotland.
Right, okay.
And Tony Scanlon, who's 44. That's only relevant because at the end he says, it's about time I got me 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
But they found them. They spent hours and hours and hours going through all the bins in the tip. And they found them. They found the three Bisto tins. And they found the money and it was all returned.
Among a huge...
That's it. Well, I don't know if it was a landfill. It may have been a recycling centre or whatever, but they did what they did. They found them. Took hours. Took a whole day going through them. And they said the daughter standing there crying the entire time. But they found them. Fair play to them.
Try and find Bisto tins.
Yeah. And they gave it back. And then she said that the woman, the young woman, who shall remain nameless because it's not in the story.
Yeah.
She said... you've saved my life. So fair play to them.
Wow.
And just another sort of a reminder to anyone, please don't keep your life savings in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Whether it be in Bisto tins or anywhere, it's not a good idea.
It's not really a good idea.
You know, the days of shoving all the money under the mattress are long gone, unfortunately.
Yeah. Have you ever done something like that? Have you ever had a close call like that? Or thrown out something that you shouldn't have, valuable or whatever? Or...
Well, when I was a young fella, like, I remember I had this car. And my dad threw it out. I never got it back.
And threw out a car?
Yeah. A toy car. Like.
Oh, yeah. You mean like a dinky?
I never... Well, you made dinky to you. Well, you only had little hands. Although I still haven't forgiven him for it. He was 20 years dead now, the man.
Oh, my God.
I still...
Just out of curiosity, if anybody's listening, if you've ever had an issue like that situation there where that woman threw out those, what she thought were
Bisto,
ridiculous old
just
Bisto,
Bisto tins.
Turns out to have £20,000 in them. Have you ever had something where you
had a close call?
Yeah, like that.
Out. Oh, jeepers.
Let us know
because it's the fright you must get. I've thought I've thrown stuff out. Do you ever do that?
No.
Oh, have you not? Oh.
What do you mean? You thought you've thrown stuff out?
Yeah, I thought I put the remote control in the bin and threw it out. And I was raging.
Why would you think you threw them?
I thought I wasn't paying attention because I clean up. I put one arm on a table and I scoop it goes into the bin.
Right.
It's not exactly a selective process.
Gotcha. And you thought, oh no,
the TV, I was there. I can't believe it. I'm just going to have to leave it on now.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching whatever's on. The options are gone. And 2 days later, I was sitting on it. It was like, oh, it's been there the whole time.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I got that was lucky break.
Yeah, yeah.
I consider myself luckier than that woman, to be honest with you.
Three songs. Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth €1,120 is what it is. I thought it was more.
Yeah,
I did.
You duped me.
I did dupe you. I thought it was 1,200.
Oh my God.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
You know something? We should nearly make him put the money in, Michael, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think
we should.
For
raising hope so high.
Now, to be fair, he did make a mistake earlier on. I didn't say it, and I just changed it on the thing that he reads there.
Right.
So I can't really blame him. It was kind of my fault. So
it was a typo.
I'll throw 50 quid in. And he make up the rest. How much do we have to make up?
You have to make up 80 quid.
Right, well,
because I've been telling people €1,200.
Right, oh, right,
and
well,
you're
that's
not
better.
Making a liar out of me.
Right, well, I do 40 snots each then. If
40
goes, right.
Snots each, fair enough.
There you go, then. It's €1,200 is what we're going to give on the Hit Bit this morning. Phew, thank God.
Now, can I just establish, when you say €40 each, that's you and Mike, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately it is, yeah.
You're out, you're in the clear.
Just to be clear, just to be clear.
For once. But don't worry, if it goes Double Money Monday, it's all from Jim. Right, but that's it. So it's €1,200. That's the official number we're doing. And it sounds exactly like this. And that is the classic Hit Bit. Kira's going to go first. How are you, Kira?
I'm great, how are you?
Not bad at all, thanks very much. Hopefully you don't take...
I'm glad you got that wrong, PJ.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Thanks, Kira. There's an awful lot of misery wishers around this morning.
This is going to be fantastic.
This is
going to be. This money is going to be worth extra to you, Kira, if you win it.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Knowing that it's come kicking and screaming from PJ's pocket.
Well, I'll get Mike to revolute it over to you and then I'll sort him out.
Over time,
I'll sort him out.
Right, take it away, Kira. What are you going to say?
I think it's I Have a Dream by ABBA.
All right. ABBA, Mike, what do you think?
Has she won the money? No. You haven't,
no.
Kira. I'm sorry.
You know now, the danger...
You sound like you were properly convinced, Kira.
It was the very first time I heard it. I was like, 100%, that's what it is. And then I haven't been as convinced since, but I'm raging.
Oh, well. You know now, now that Mike has skin in the game, it would be very hard to win it today.
Listen, Kira, don't give up on it completely, all right? Keep at it.
Okay.
Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you, Kira. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Right, so Gwen Moore is in Clare this morning. How are you, Gwen?
How are you?
I'm not bad at all. How are you, Gwen?
Oh, good.
Yeah, what's your plans for the day? How are you getting on?
Absolutely nothing. Just with kids, that's all.
Oh, very, very good. Very good. Is it freezing in the west now this morning?
It is. Cold. Yesterday was more cold.
The wind and the cold yesterday, I think I had to bend down and pick up my ears a couple of times. Like, it was absolutely Baltic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not feeling alright.
It was a shame with your ears.
Yeah, yeah.
No fear of your mouth not working anyway.
Can't blow off a hole. Right, today, okay, Gwen, have a go. We'll try and give you some money.
I think it's Green Day. Good riddance.
I love that song.
Good riddance.
I love that song.
Gwen, I hope you've had the time of your life coming on the show this morning. But good riddance to you. It is wrong.
All right. Cheers.
Unlucky, Gwen. Keep at it. Take care.
See you later, Gwen. Have a good one.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so our €1,200 goes a-begging, I'm afraid.
Goes a-begging. That's 1,200 quid. Well, see, you know something? Give Damien a badrun. Tell him we did it. He should do it.
Yeah.
Him and Trina can pop in. 20-5, you can have another go at a Hit Bit with Damien Farrelly.
Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody, 11 minutes past 8. How are we, folks? Happy Hump Day, Wednesday, 29th of January. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Much appreciated. And thanks so many for all the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. And loads of people did there just before 8 o'clock because PJ was telling us this story about this girl who thought she was doing her mother a favour helping her do a clean out. Well, not even helping her, doing a clean out on her behalf.
Exactly, yeah. As I always say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But she ended up, in the best of her heart, she threw out 3L dirty Bisto tins on her mother.
Yeah.
And what was in them? Only her life savings.
Yeah, the mother was keeping her life savings in them. 20 grand.
£20,000.
It had a happy ending, okay, insofar as that, to be fair to the lads who at the landfill site or the tip or whatever it was, they actually spent the entire day going through Rubbish.
And they found it. They found all three tins. They found it.
But we were wondering if you'd ever had a sort of a situation like that. And my God, the amount of them that came in.
Absolutely overwhelmed, honestly, with the amount of them that came in. It's mad, to be honest with you. So you're all as irresponsible as us, which is great to know.
Thank you very much. It's always good to know. It's hard to know where to begin on this. Let me just see if I can find it. Let me just start here.
Right, I won't touch this because I'd be robbing them off you.
Emma in Cork, lads. I threw out my engagement ring.
Oh, jeepers. I've heard of a few of them. That's not the only case that I've heard over the years.
Like, engagement rings, they're not cheap.
No, they're not. Jeepers. They're like, you'd be saving up for them for quite a while. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean...
Or throwing money at them.
And what do you do? Like, I assume there's no insurance or anything on that, is there?
Well, I don't know.
What happened to it? I threw it out. You did what?
Yeah, I know. It's expensive stuff.
Wow, Sheila's been on. I threw out a winning bookies ticket worth €1,500.
I felt that. I actually have a lump in my throat for you now, thinking of that. You threw out £1,500 of somebody else's money that you could have kept for yourself. That's brutal, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Jeepers.
Somebody else, right, this is obviously a techie thing. I work in a hospital, and while disinfecting a machine... I binned a connection. All right, there must be a little sort of whatever.
Yes.
I don't know, techie thing. This one little connection cost €16,000.
Oh, Jesus. That's one of those things, though, isn't it? Like, that's awful, because those are the things where he comes with, did anyone see the...
Yeah, you know the little wazzle thing that goes on the end.
And then you hear someone else going, ah, no, it must be around here somewhere. No one to throw them out, for they're worth like this.
They're 16 grand
like 16 grand each, so it's definitely here somewhere, and you're going, oh, God. Oh, God, how do I tell them that it's in the bin? Oh, God.
All right.
And then your face goes red. You have to think, I think I might have put that in the bin. Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. Why would you throw something worth 16 grand?
Because I'm a mental case and I didn't mean it. I know. Oh, God, can you imagine it?
Mark and Cork, PJ and Jim, my dad gave me his laptop when I was in college. And I deleted all the information he'd saved for his tax returns.
Oh, you didn't do that. Not only did you throw out all the work, he could have ended up in jail.
I didn't talk to the tax man. No, you see, like, I gave it to my son for his homework. Sorry, what?
Imagine, yeah. You're going to tell me the dog ate it next day.
Yeah.
He goes, I've had some bad excuses now to get out of paying tax.
This is the worst.
This is the worst one ever. My son deleted my tax returns. Get out of it. Who do you think you're codding?
Pay the money, right, and the fine.
Yeah. Just tell me how much.
Susanna was on, say, I was on holidays in Alicante a few years ago, and the day before I was due to fly home, I realised I had thrown my passport out.
That's actually quite convenient for a lot of people, depending on what job you're going back to.
In what I thought was an empty, duty-free bag.
You know the way you use the duty-free bag as a bin?
Yeah, you hold it, you show your passport, you throw it into the bag because you're... getting on the plane or whatever.
Yeah.
Threw out the bag,
yeah. Oh.
Threw out our passport.
Oh, fart almighty. That's brutal, isn't it?
Oh, dear. Grania's been on to say my husband threw out a bank draft for €1,000 for our son's creche fees.
Oh, dear.
At least that one has a happy ending. She got it back.
Oh, you did get it back. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
I'd say he was more relieved than you were, in fairness. Because he's feeling like your man in the hospital, or the woman in the hospital going, you know the way that the connection's worth all the monies. He's feeling like that.
Here's one. It's sort of a sentimental thing. I took my mother's coin she got off my father for three wedding. What?
For their wedding, sorry.
And I used it to buy sweets.
Oh my God! Oh my God, she bought sweets with it!
Oh
jeepers! Bought sweets with the coin! Oh dear, that's shocking! You know all these family heirloom things and how the sentimental value that gets stuck to something as simple as a coin. And then you go and you swap it for a Mr. Freeze and a can of Coke.
There's loads of these in. My God, look at the amount of them. Our neighbours 40 years ago, it was bonfire night. The wife went to bingo. So the husband gave us an old press for the fire. As in, like,
what's
you know,
that?
To burn, like an old wooden press.
Oh, right,
to throw
yeah.
in the bonfire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he didn't know.
Her savings were in it. €3,000.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was burned.
Burned £3,000 on a bonfire. I'd say... without trying to be too much of a puntastic, I bet you there was fireworks that night.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
And there's loads more. The amount of people that have had this happen to
them.
Oh,
this is such a great... Oh, this is a great celebration now in irresponsibility.
Celebration of ineptitude.
I feel so much better knowing
it's good
that,
to know you're among your own.
Knowing that you're all as bad as me. How does that feel?
Michael Jackson's Black or White, 20 past 8 here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks so much, by the way, for all of the WhatsApps. There's so many of them. We'll never get through all of these.
It's impossible to keep up, yeah.
But PJ's picked out a couple more of his favourites from these... I don't even know what to call. Some of them aren't lucky escapes. They didn't get whatever.
No,
they're
not
they
lucky
lost.
Escapes.
Some of them are just plain disasters.
Stuff you lost through life or threw away by accident.
Through sort of like a slight combination of stupidity and
misfortune. And,
absolutely.
Some
yeah.
of it's just totally misfortune. So, and sometimes you just not to know any better. Look at this poor fella. This woman saying she worked in a bookies, right?
Yeah.
And they used to hide money in the microwave in case they were robbed.
Right.
And a new lad started and he went in to heat his food into the microwave. He stuck in a Burger King and set $4,500 on fire.
Fantastic. The most expensive Burger King ever.
Of all time, yeah. It's amazing. And then this other lad, he got a job working abroad when he was 18 as a travel rep. You know, did all that.
That's sort of like, it's got to be party night in La Paradiso.
All of that, yeah. Magaluf. This is Tony from West Cork, right? Went and shared the room with the sister. So, it was a woman then, a lad, you hear me? So, went, bagged up all the winter clothes and did stuff so the sister would have more space and they were gone. Went off, did the job, came back, the mother threw out everything she owned was gone, so all she had at the winter when she arrived back was shorts and t-shirts. All her clothes were gone, everything she owned was gone, just a dump.
Why the mother just assumed that she didn't want it
fair
anymore?
Fair play to her, she's after bagging up everything she doesn't need. It was all the winter gear.
Just binned it all,
threw the whole lot out. Yeah,
brilliant.
It's incredible.
Walking around Ireland in the depths,
yeah,
with your sunglasses and your shorts on.
It's brilliant. Around 25 hours ago that must be years ago. Yeah. She said, my sister's job are paying staff in a check form for a month's work. Came home, started cleaning and tidying. The sister came home and asked, where's the envelope that was on the table? Well, he threw it in the bin, didn't he? He was throwing everything out. So the bin men had been and gone. They had to chase the bin lorry to get the check reissued. Still get slagged over, but at least those are the days you can get a check reissued.
A check reissued,
And there's someone else here that says they were stuck for cash, right? Badly stuck for cash. Went and says to the man, listen... Is there any way I could borrow 10 grand, you know? Whatever, it must have been for a house or...
car loan, something, whatever.
The man goes, 10 grand, jeez. Hold on there a minute. I came back into the room with a biscuit tin that had 20 grand in it. So the man was keeping, just like the biscuit woman, she was keeping 20 grand in the gaff in a biscuit tin. I don't want to be too mean to people, but just to reiterate, please don't keep your cash in biscuit tins and biscuit boxes.
And don't keep that amount of cash lying around your house. That stuff becomes...
Like, we know the banks are full of burners.
There's
bound to be a better
way.
There's
a lot
get
of those
down the credit
of,
union. Oh,
wandering the streets looking for houses.
And some of them
to
have
break
guns.
Into. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Please don't be leaving huge cash sums around your house.
Especially in biscuit tins. Imagine if you get confused.
Yeah.
Someone like...
Some lad break into... Take your telly. Decide he'll have a chocolate bourbon. And it's the jackpot.
Or worse than some lads cutting the grass. Do you want a cup of tea? He says, yeah, oh, she's upstairs. I'll have a biscuit.
Communards, don't leave me this way. We'll play that for Joanna, I think it is, Joanne in Dublin, who's loving the tunes. The Communards, of course, a bit earlier on with the Pointer Sisters. Keeping her bopping. Joanne, glad you enjoyed that. Also, I know we're going to do something completely different, right? Because I'll just mention one more of these texts. Just one more of these texts about these... mishaps, for want of a better word, right? Because check this out, PJ. Somebody's been on to say, my old boss, their mother in the UK used to keep off-licence sales. So they obviously run an off-licence. She'd keep the money from it in her mattress. She kept complaining of backache. So when she went to India for holiday, I was asked to change her mattress. It took 3 lads to lift it up. When we threw it into the skip, a lot of coins fell out. She had almost... £115,000 in sterling.
Good Lord!
In the mattress.
Good Lord! That's outrageous! That's
criminal.
£115,000?
Sterling.
Oh my God.
In money stashed in the mattress.
Oh my God. What?
Bananas.
I'd find that. The moral dilemma when you find that. You know what I mean? First of all, you're thinking, right, what am I going to buy? And then...
Anyway, God, listen, thanks so much for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. But time for a different track.
A very different track. I bet I'm on the way, seeing as though you're all in your cars at the moment. Give me nephew Joey. Yeah. He's 10 today. Happy birthday, little Joey.
Happy birthday, Joey.
Oh, can't call him little Joe anymore. He's got two. He's got two numbers in the...
And he's taller than you.
And he's taller than me. And he gets to bed, to go to bed later than I do. So happy birthday, Joey, from your uncle PJ. Have a good one. But just focus. You've heard it in the news a bit now this morning. Dubliners are sitting in traffic 9 days a year. That is absolutely shocking. Dublin has gotten so bad with traffic 9 days a year. So this new traffic index, right, has revealed that it's the 17th most congested city in the world. And that we spend, like... I mean, it's gas, TomTom traffic. I would have thought now, without having to dig a TomTom,
that the old sat-nav thing was long gone.
Yeah.
It's all on the phones and everything.
Well, yeah, unless it's already built into posh cars.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, you're right. I'd say maybe the old Google Maps.
Maybe they're doing maybe they make their money by doing the surveys now. Yeah. So they've detailed the traffic in 416 cities in 57 countries around the world. So to say that they have it right is to say they have it right. The report showed that the congestion has risen across Ireland, especially Dublin, where waiting times have gone up 3%, right?
Yeah.
3% you think doesn't sound like much, but apparently that's a huge jump in global traffic. So like Cork has gone up 1%, and most countries or cities, like, you know, it's considered quite big growth to get 1%. We're 3%. And that means, so the most congested roads. Are you on any of these roads, people? Cross your fingers you're not. Parnell Road, Grove Road, Daly
Mount. These
are all
Dublin roads, are they?
Yeah, this is, yeah, these are the roads contributing.
These sound sort of like, what do you call it, like suburb type stuff. It's like,
oh,
you're
it
not talking
that.
M's or N's or any of that sort of stuff. This is all like people trying to get out of their estate and onto their...
Yeah, well, the first few that are like that, Daly Mount, North Circle Road, but then you're getting closer to the city then, Dorset Street, Lower, Merrion Road, but then you're Clanbrassil Street, like that's town really. King Street is town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Short Street is town, Amiens Street is town, and then Harold's Cross, oh my God. I think I lost 6 months of my life in Harold's Cross one day. How? Like, yeah. And I'm never out that way. Like, I can't even tell you why I went out there. I think by the time I got where I was going, I had forgotten why I was
the
there.
Place
in the
had
first
closed
place.
Down.
Yeah, it was like a zombie apocalypse and everything. In the time it took to get through it.
Yeah, we are blessed in that regard. I mean, you know, I know you don't feel blessed when the alarm goes off at half 4 in the morning.
But we are
trying to avoid that traffic. I tell you, that is a godsend.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a couple of years, right? Before I came back onto the breakfast show, I did a couple of years of doing, you know, having to drive in what would be normal commuter traffic.
Yeah.
It's as close as I've ever come to just giving up my career. Literally, it was like, no, don't care.
I know. I remember
can't
you coming in.
Can't do it.
I remember Jim coming in and you want to see, there was like steam, not even coming out of his ears, it was coming out from between his legs and up between his toes and everything. He was so angry. I was just there, what happened? He was like, how long is the drive?
And I
like,
only had to do it once a day, coming in. People have to do it coming in and going out then, because they work normal hours. Or
I don't know how they do it. I know a fella and he works with someone who comes in on the bus from Cavan every morning. Like, that's 2 hours.
Do you have
hours.
To say it like that? Cavan. Is that obligatory?
How do you say it?
Just Cavan.
Cavan.
That's okay, proceed.
Is that how you say it?
Proceed,
no.
Yes it is. Yes.
Right, well, so he works in Cavan, right?
Right.
And he comes in the bus every day. And, like, that person is spending, like, it's, what is that, an hour and a half on the bus? Maybe nearly 2 hours on the bus? In and out every day. That's not living at all, man.
That's another half day's work again.
Oh, God. Like, I get indigestion thinking about that.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Like, thinking about, like, you have to...
What could you... I mean, nine days,
a portable cooker and all to make your dinner on the way home.
9 days every year. Is that what you just said?
9 days a year,
for people in Dublin,
for people in Dublin, yeah.
Well, what could you do? That's just... I mean, yeah, I've had, like, you have holidays shorter than that.
Like, if you're sitting on the road doing nothing, you should make use of that time.
Yeah.
Now, they can't use your mobile phone. Right?
Learn a language.
Learn a language. Stick it onto the radio thing. Learn a musical instrument. You could learn a trumpet or a tin whistle, handy enough.
Yeah. Technically, you are supposed to keep your hands on the wheel.
No, you're not moving. You're not moving. Like, if you're actually moving, you drive, right, you get as far as town. And you're going,
for the people
get your tin whistle
you,
out.
For the people behind you, even if you're not moving, the sight of you playing a trumpet.
Yeah. Brr, it'd be great. You're entertaining the whole road.
I'd be one of those people when I'm stuck in traffic, right? Even though, you know, so the traffic moves and it moves 2 foot, right?
Yeah.
So it would make no difference at all if you moved up the 2 foot or if you waited for it to move another 2 foot and then moved. But I'm one of those people that I get so annoyed in it that if the car in front of me doesn't take advantage of that 2 foot,
yeah,
I'll be. Blo-
I know, yeah, but if you are behind now and you're blowing into your trumpet, you might be more relaxed if they're going, it's only
no,
2 foot.
I tell you what I'd do, I'd get out with my trumpet, I'd walk up to the microphone and go into his ear.
And he'd be there, excuse me, I'm trying to play my violin here.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, if you're planning a little family getaway, maybe you want to do something over the February midterm, or maybe you're thinking a little bit further ahead, you want to do something over the Easter break, you can check out West Cork's Celtic Ross Hotel. It's there in Ross Carberry in beautiful West Cork. Or whatever, if it's not a family thing, if you're just doing a couple's getaway or something, likewise, you can go along and check it out. It's suitable for all of that sort of stuff along Cork's Wild Atlantic Way. They've got some special February midterm offers on the go at the moment. And if you're planning an Easter break, kids stay free. So you can check all of that sort of stuff out on their website. In the meantime, you've got the chance to win this three-night family stay. Full Irish breakfast, three-course dinner in the Kingfisher Bistro, family passes for Clonakilty Model Railway Village and Smuggler's Cove Adventure Centre.
Absolutely, and it is Cork. Come on, let's face it. Best place on the planet. 10 to score to beat.
Somebody's going to have to offer you, why Cork County Council or Cork Tourism or something haven't been on to make you an ambassador? I don't know.
Because there's better people to meet.
Actually,
you
do, I you do know. I do know why.
Because I'm not from Cork.
No, because you're doing it anyway and they don't have to pay anything.
Right, actually. I should swap sides to a county that desperately needs help. Leitrim.
There you go.
No one will believe it. Mayo, no, that's worse. I'll be grand. I'll stick with Cork. Right, so 11 the score you need and you're in the lead. And Katrina Dunn in Kildare is going to play this morning. Hiya, Katrina.
Hiya, how are you?
Oh, Katrina, you in the, you sound like you're in the distance there.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in the car. I'm on my hands-free.
So. Oh, that's all right. Well, you're a bit closer to us now. Have you got company in the car?
Better.
No, I'm on my own. All on my Todd.
Flying solo. Where are you off to, Katrina?
Oh, I'm going up to Tala for work.
Oh, right, okay. You're allowed to tell us what you do, or is it top secret?
I'm a civil servant.
Civil servant. PJ's favourite.
Oh, yeah, glad you probably weren't listening to us earlier on this morning, were you?
No, I was in bed.
Yeah, let's say nothing about that then. Let's say nothing no more about that.
I wasn't bashing anyone. I just says you have better benefits when it comes to the sick days, is all I was saying.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, though. But anyway, I'm only a newbie in the civil
service. Ah, you're only a newbie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Katrina's only in the door. She only gets 12 weeks holidays a year.
I tell you, Jim, we're alienating people like quicker
than
possible.
No, we're only messing. We're only messing. Right. Come on, Katrina. Let's win you a bit of a family break, right? We need you to score at least 11, okay? At least 11.
It's been a while since I've been down that side of the country, so, you know, I'd like to return.
All right, listen, very best of luck with it. 60
Thank
seconds.
You.
Here we go.
In what sport is a ball worth 50 points?
Oh, Gareth.
Yeah, in which sport do you have fly halves and hookers?
Fishing.
It's rugby. Which character from the TV comedy series Dad's Army had the famous catchphrase, "Don't panic"?
Oh, no.
Corporal Jones. What are the names of the grumpy teenage characters played by Kathy Burke and Harry Enfield?
Oh, Jesus.
Kevin and Perry, in the comedy series Fawlty Towers, what's the name of the incompetent waiter from Barcelona?
Manuel.
Yeah, what nationality is singer Samantha Mumba?
She's Irish.
What British supermodel has dated Robert De Niro and Adam Clayton of U2?
Have the clue.
Naomi Campbell. What is the relationship between the singers Nina Sherry and Eagle Eye Sherry?
They're brother and sister.
In football, what retired Dutch player famously refused to travel by plane? Dennis Bergkamp. In which organ of the human body are the ventricles and the atria located?
Heart.
The Italian language is directly descendant from which other language?
Latin, I don't know.
Yeah, what fruit is traditionally used for a sauce at the company's roast pork?
Oh, apple.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Well done.
I tell you something, I felt like I was rapping. Those questions were very long.
Yeah, they seemed long.
Very long.
You should give me some more.
I love Katrina's after the fact thing as well. Yeah, oh, I don't know. Oh no, I do know.
Oh, I do know that. Give me a point, yeah. You can put that down as one. I did know it, yeah.
Brilliant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 all the same. Katrina, not bad at all. Not bad.
I'll be honest with you, Katrina. I think you are kind of, you were up against it there. I was talking more than normal with the length of some of the questions.
And that takes some doing, I tell you. PJ talking more than normal. Anyway, listen, Katrina, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers. See you later, Katrina.